Did you ever hear any stories about the St. James community mingling with the St. John's community?
Well, they all mostly, the people that live down there, from what, you know, when I got up, you know, where I remember a whole lot, most of the people had moved. They had put Cataline Church in then, and then our church at St. James was still out in the country, but Cataline was over here. And then they had a church right down here on Walcott, Church of God in Christ, we called it. So all the people that was out in St. John, they all that came to town, this, you know, in this direction, so they were going to church here. And St. John's, the cemetery, I didn't know it. Well, I was on the council then, and two guys was out there, one of which one of them is deceased now. But he was out there, and he located the cemetery some kind of way. He'd do tombstones. So he came over to the house, over to my house, and told me, he said, "Pearlie, it's a cemetery, a black cemetery out there." And I said, "Where?" And he told me, and I said, "You know, I want to go see it." And so I went out there, and during that time, and we went, and Miss Bailey, but Larry Smith, the first house in the big white house there, Larry Smith and his wife lived there, so I called him, I knew them. And he said, "Yeah, come on, just go down and ask Miss Bailey." So she did, she let us in. And it was a group of people went out there. We all went out there and looked and went inside the cemetery and looked. And it was rocks, not tombstones. It was just rocks out there with, I saw one with 1,700 and something on it. So I think that's when they converted it over into a slave cemetery because it had tombstones from way, way back. And but most of them was the cows that been in there and they were, you know, so we just kind of, and I told them, I said, "Can we do something to get it up, you know, because it is a cemetery?"